This is a little graphic to illustrate the computation of the interquartile range. We have a distribution of 16 scores that vary from 2 to 11. So if we were just looking at the range in this distribution would be 9. Calculating the interquartile range, we locate the 25th percentile as 16 scores, so we a quarter of those would be 4, so we go up 4 units or 4 scores in the distribution, and that puts us right between 4 and 5, so our 25th percentile score would be 4.5. We do the same thing to locate the 75th percentile. We could either count from the bottom or up or count down from the top. So let's do the counting down from the top. We have 11, 10, 9, and then we have two scores tied at 8. So basically the 75th percentile would be halfway between them. In this case, that would be 8. So we have a 75th percentile score of 8, a 25th percentile score of 4.5. So the difference, or the interquartile range, would simply be 3.5. To get from there to the semi-interquartile range, we would simply divide that by 2, and the semi-interquartile range would be 1.75. So in this graphic, our three range measures would be 9, would be the simple range, 3.5, the interquartile range, and 1.75 would be the semi-interquartile range.